Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hello.
Hello.
We did it, Joe. You're going to be the next podcaster of the United States.
Oh, we did it, Brad.
I think we should have that conversation.
I think we are having that conversation.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back. I'm back.
Even though I didn't even feel like a week went by.
Feels like a lifetime went by.
Right?
The world changed since the last episode.
Yeah. I know, everyone was like, oh my God, where's the new episode? I was like, what are you guys talking about? It's only Wednesday. And then I was like, oh wait, no, a whole week went by.
Yeah, things happened.
Yeah, you know, just casually finding out if we had a future or not.
Right, the very state of democracy or whatever. But we'll get right back to talking about Little Mix.
Oh, yeah, what a... Wow. Well, we're on the other side of it, so we're here.
Hello from the other side.
Yeah. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of...
Legends Only.
Please fasten your seatbelts. My name is T. Kylie. The legends are located at the front and the rear of this episode.
Wait, that just made my entire life.
Thank you. I've had that plan for like 4 days.
I'm so proud of you. I'm shook. Oh my God. Wow. Yeah. A light years reference out of nowhere.
She's from learning.
You, Kylie Stan, T. Kylie.
Yeah. T. Kylie Rexa.
Oh my God, that was good.
It's a new day. A new day has. Oop.
One opens the podcast like a native speaker.
No one opens the pod. Oh, where the hell were we? Oh.
We.
I'm just glad to be back and that, like, literally we have a future. And I'm, like, not even kidding.
No, seriously. This would have been a very different episode if things did not go a certain way.
Yeah, no. I don't think this would have had longevity.
Nope.
Honestly. I was already on the brink, so...
Yeah, yeah, so...
Well, anyway, we don't have to worry about that reality. So, as always, we would like to give a shout-out to our Patreon Legends Only fans who have been sticking with us all throughout this year. Thank you guys so much for your support. And, I mean, we literally just did the Mariah book, and I feel like that was a year ago.
Yeah, that was. It felt like it.
I know. But I was thinking about our Santa Claus Lane listening party that we did.
Which is making a resurgence. Ugh,
I know, our impact. But like, that was like we did that last Christmas here.
We were so festive then.
Last Christmas, we did the pod in person.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That I can't even. That makes me so upset to think about.
I know. We literally haven't seen each other since March. And it's insane. Now all of our favorite bars have closed.
Yeah. Vodka Soda.
Yeah.
The Ritz is on the brink.
Oh, I know, right? Well, to all of our Legends Only fans, thank you for sticking with us. And, you know, it might be a little while until we can do some more cool shit. But, like, when I tell you a new day has come and the ideas are swirling, I've been hounding Brad nonstop. I've been like, oh, my God, spinoff idea for you, spinoff idea for me, video mm-hmm. show, live show. It's happening.
Reunion episode, all stars. It's yeah. all coming.
Reunion couch with Brooke Hogan. Once we can all finally get in a room together, it's happening.
Absolutely.
I want Heidi Montag to perform at our Legends Only ball, which is, I don't know when that will be, but.
Yeah, when balls can happen.
Yeah. Once we all have the vaccine and we can have a headliner. Heidi Montag.
I've really been enjoying the vaccine chip meme of everyone saying me when I finally get the vaccine and get the microchip inside me. And it's all like Sophie Anderson doing the robot asking for dick and like.
Fuck. It's a Sunday. I know. Everyone's like freaking out about this vaccine having a chip in it. And I'm like, do you have a phone?
It's literally, we all have.
It's in your pocket.
You can find us in a second. Find my iPhone.
Like, you literally talk about something or you type something in your phone and it like. Anyway, that's a whole different.
Yeah.
Okay. We will be doing a discussion on Kylie's Infinite Disco, as well as, you know, bringing back something more personal this week. Now that it feels like not so dark, we can. I think we're on like episode 8 of like something more personal on Patreon.
We are. We've really gotten
spin-off.
Personal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Our memoir. Yes, you can find those bonus episodes on Patreon, as well as all of the power hours that we've done, all of the video files are there. So when you're staying home and partying at home, Mariah's book club, we have listening parties.
All the yeah. deep dives we've done so far.
Mm-hmm. So that's all on yeah. Patreon. But for this week, should we kick off discussing our queen?
There's yes,
only one bet, Brittany.
Yeah.
Which I was having a moment the other day where I was listening to that on Shuffle where it's like, ooh, with like Mood Ring. And I was like, I can't believe that happened in 2020.
Yeah, that also does not feel like it happened this year.
Right.
It's been such a long year.
Have you seen that meme that's like, what didn't happen in 2020 but feels like it happened in 2020?
Oh, yes. I saw that meme prompt. The Twitter prompt. It always happens every day. There's some Twitter prompt, and then everyone tweaks it to be their own niche. Like, what isn't Italian that feels Italian?
Right. Who isn't a legend but feels like a legend?
That's basically the podcast thesis.
Who isn't an icon but feels like one?
Someone we think about that often.
Yeah. I'm not initiating with that prompt.
No, we're not touching that.
No. But know who is an icon? Our queen, Britney. Mm-hmm. So she has officially, I guess, ended Project Rose on Instagram via caption.
Right.
Which
was that was the project or she's done and it's coming?
I don't know.
Okay. Either way, I'm glad that the project was fulfilled for her.
Yeah. I always thought it was just a collection of photos. Like it was.
I think it was. Yeah. So.
I have a project coming.
What? Oh.
So to all the people who are making fun of Project Rose, I was like, well, no, because, you know, all the photos I've been taking every single day on my walks.
Yes.
So I take a series of photos in the same spot every single day. Well, not every day, but like pretty much every day.
Oh, are you going to do like a time lapse?
Sort of, but like I'm going to have it. So I'm going to try. This is me reaching. I'm going to try and have it where like the trees individually, I'm going to animate them to change throughout all four seasons. And it's just going to be this looping video of like the seasons, you know, that's like the concept for seasons. Is
the concept of seasons
change?
Is that they change?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be like a photo
piece. I like
that.
So yeah. You and Brittany have had some nature themed projects this
Project
year.
Seasons coming soon when the next season's done, because I need snow photos.
Seasons.
Yeah. Sims 4 Seasons.
I love that. Just like stages.
Yeah, basically. So that happened. And then let's get into the new updates, shall we?
Yes. So, well, I think the best way to go about this is to kind of, it informs the next thing we're going to talk about, which is swimming in the stars. So before we talk about that vinyl, there was yet another court update. As we have said many times, we wait for the updates from court. The latest is that her request to take her father off of the conservatorship was not yet granted. I believe the judge said like it's something they can revisit down the road or something. So I don't know that it was flat out denied, but it wasn't done at this particular court date. However, I do think there was some good movement, because I think the Bessemer Trust, or what is it? Like, I think the financial institution and the legal team like was put into her case. So I think she's getting her legal team, her new team that she wanted to hire in there. There are moves still being made in her defense. There were some other moves also with Lou Taylor's gone, right? She's out of the picture now, I think. And that's pretty much where we're at is
yeah.
Brittany has been requesting since August to have him out. And Jamie's lawyer is firing back, saying there's no merit to that. We're here again. But the biggest part of this whole, well, not the biggest thing, but the thing that leads to the next thing is, she said she does not want to perform so long as her father is still on the conservatorship. Cut to a day later, after that headline makes the rounds, we've got this new vinyl that pops up at Urban Outfitters called Swimming in the Stars. It's a 2016-2015 unreleased song from the Glory Sessions with Matthew Coma. And they're like, exclusive for Urban. I mean, I don't really blame Urban Outfitters. They're just like, they were given a song to put out. But the timing is literally the worst. It is so offensive. And so personally, I, as a Britney fan, seeing this latest update, because we always say that we're looking for what she says through the court documents, and she's been more vocal through the year. If she says that she does not want to be performing with her father on the conservatorship, and he's still on the conservatorship, I don't feel comfortable supporting anything that the team is putting out right now. And I know that that can be a different choice for everybody. And I'm not saying what anybody needs to do. But for me, I'm not endorsing this. I'm not going to support it. I'll listen to the SoundCloud rip. But at this point, I'm uncomfortable supplying any more coins to the team. At this point, it's like really feeling uncomfortable for me. So I need, if she wants us to listen to that song, if she wants to pop on Instagram and do a video that seems like she genuinely is into this song, then cool. And maybe I will. But right now it's feeling like very working around her, which I don't like.
Yeah, this was not cute. She was not a moment. And I have to say, you know, as Glory's number one supporter, and I went and dug up my tweet from 2015 where I said, please collab with Kygo, Tavlo, Bloodshy, Max Martin, and Matthew Coma on your next album, Brittany.
Oh, God.
I've been waiting for a Matthew Coma moment. So, like, this song in concept is, like, something that I would love. But this was so obviously a cash grab. Like, you put it on a vinyl in 2020. You put a song exclusively on a vinyl. Like, what?
They're also doing that for My Only Wish this year, which I wish that there wasn't this awkward legal battle happening right now, because now, like, that would have been a really cute thing that they should have done years ago, by the way. But now I also don't want to support that. And they've done basically a very shady deal with this vinyl. And for me personally, it's just, I'm not going to support it, based on now that we have in court her lawyer saying she is scared of her father and that she does not want to perform anymore with him in charge. Well, that's enough for me to not want to put dollars into the Britney brand. And that's fine. And I mean, it's not fine that's happening, but it's everyone's choice. And I know that there's like a little differences of opinion in the Britney community about what we should do. But that's just where I stand right now with this. And I think I'm going to wait and see, in classic Britney terminology, where we're going with this. Now, there is another case in December. Things, as we've said, like, things do seem, the ball does seem to be rolling. And yeah. even though this does at first glance appear to be a setback, I actually think more and more does keep happening for her. There's more movement as far as her getting her legal team in order and as far as voicing her own requests, which there weren't any placed into this case forever. So I think there is forward motion, and we're rooting for her and hoping for the best as always. But yeah, this song, unfortunately, you know, we got that little snippet on the Urban Outfitters Instagram. And if you connect the dots, Matthew Coma in 2015, this is a Hilary Duff breathe in, breathe out song. That's literally what this is.
So what you're saying is it's iconic.
Yes, but we will not be purchasing and streaming. We will not be kissing and hugging.
We will not be kissing and hugging. Nope. Not until they figure out this conservatorship.
Yeah, exactly. And that's pretty much where I'm at with it. And so while I am excited to hear the song because it exists, I'm not excited about the way they've gone about this.
Exactly.
And the only thing that I've seen on her side is the official Britney account retweeting Urban, which does not count. I don't feel that Britney's been on Twitter.
And know why else it annoys me?
Why?
Because Britney was so involved in Glory. So, like,
yeah.
if she really genuinely was like, you guys, I have this really good track. It just didn't make the album. I want you guys to hear it.
Yeah.
Then I'd be like, okay, work. Like, put it on Spotify and I'll
listen to it.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah, I want that video of her being
silent.
Like, yeah, if she, and we, you know, we, in a week she might, and then we'll be like, okay, we stand, we're buying the vinyl.
Yeah,
but like,
right.
But for now, based on the behavior, I'm going to go with no thanks. I choose my own destiny, but I'll hear the illegal SoundCloud rip for sure.
Oh, yeah. And the photo, like the cover art is like,
the photo
stunning.
Is, oh, God, gorgeous. It's stunning. And so that's also difficult. And once again, it appears to be the same sort of David LaChapelle Glory original concept work. But again, they're so dense, like, or they like to feed into this because there's chains at her feet once again. And it's like, do you guys not realize what these headlines are and what people are saying about her? And this is what you're doing. Like, do you not see how problematic that is, that you're pushing out material from her, even though she doesn't seem to be saying or doing anything that suggests
Britney's
she wants
team making bad decisions.
We've never called them
never
out for
that
before.
Over 22
we've never,
years. Ever.
We've never criticized them for
nope.
that. So, yeah, I'm here now. And I, you know, I think that's where we're at, you know? And we're monitoring the situation and seeing how it goes. But to be a Britney fan in 2020, y'all, it's something else.
Yeah, sure is.
First and foremost, we are rooting for her. We are thinking positive thoughts. And hoping the best for her in this outcome as this goes on. So,
well now, speaking of Wendy and, or no, speaking of Britney.
Well, Wendy's always on the brain for you.
Right. Speaking of Britney and people who were speaking about Britney, Wendy started talking about this whole thing this week. And now I got to give Wendy a little slap on the wrist here. Because I did not appreciate the inaccuracies in the way that she spoke.
Well, she's never inaccurately reported a news story.
We are frightened of Cornova.
Oh, no. I didn't watch it, so I don't know what she said. And I was scared to. Yeah, the thumbnail scared me because I'm like, there's no way you handled this. Yeah.
It's like this Susie who's like, oh, you guys won't believe the new Britney news. And I'm like, you don't have no idea what you're talking about. So some people sent it to me and they're like, you need to check Wendy because I really didn't appreciate the way that she spoke about our queen.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so, you know, Wendy, we got to put you in check there. But, speaking of Wendy, on to lighter things.
Okay.
As you know, if you follow me on Instagram, I can't get enough of the New Yorker, like native New Yorker sound.
No one opens the door.
No one opens the door. Uh-uh. It is all over TikTok, and I have just been posting every single iteration of it. Now, she did acknowledge a drag queen here in New York named Kiki Ballchange, who did the face makeup of the lips outfit.
It's insane if you haven't seen it. We'll share it on the official account.
Yeah.
The Legends Only Pod.
We'll tweet that so you don't have to look that one up. But she talked about it on the show and showed it on the show. And I just thought that was cool because it's her acknowledging this meme that has taken over gay Twitter and TikTok.
It's perfect. And yeah, it's now a TikTok. It's all the rage on TikTok. If you've seen, just click the sound. Gen Z is loving it.
It's so good. I cannot get enough of it.
We should really, just for good old time's sake, just hit it.
Yeah, little vamping. And guess what? No one opens the door. Yeah. Poor native New Yorker. Here I go.
Oh, I know. I like sang it on an Instagram story the other day, and someone was like, wow, you really studied that. I'm like, I've only played it 400 times. I could monologue it.
Oh, God. Yes. Well... Speaking of lips,
I'm just gonna throw this in here really quick. Before we talk about our next thing, did you see James Charles's Among Us makeup tutorial video?
No, that's real.
Yeah, you should look that one up.
I'm gonna look that one up.
Yeah, this is a beauty podcast now. Yeah, he does a thing where he goes into Among Us and then in the chat is like, black is sus. By the way, what concealer should I use? And then has the chat pick his makeup.
That's pretty funny, actually. It's just,
it was very entertaining. Sister sus. But speaking of beauty and fashion and makeup, shall we?
High fashion! So editorial.
Guys, this is awesome. This is a billboard. This is super high fashion.
Oh my God, that's so high fashion.
So high fashion.
All right, so this week, my high fashion editorial pick is not a real human being, but her name is Evelyn, a League of Legends jungler who is fully CGI and is a part of a fake girl group named KDA, which we will be discussing, have been discussing, voiced by Madison Beer.
Beer cans, rise up. This is our time.
Yeah, in my opinion, she's the Beyonce of KDA. That may be controversial to Akali stans, but it's facts. So she has a single out. Called Villain, and they did this concept video and
with Kim Petras.
Oh, that's Kim?
Yeah, Villain is the Kim song with Miss Beer.
Okay, so wow, a fake fan exposed. I was literally thinking that. I was like, oh wow, this sounds like a Kim Petras song. But I thought that Evelyn was Madison Beer. See, this is the thing. They're all confusing the shit out of me because they all have like 8 different people that voice them.
Right.
Anyway. Right. So she has this new single out called Villain, and they did a concept video. It's all CGI, and it is sick. It is so fucking good. Ugh, the budget.
The budget, which some, you know, some of these IRL queens of pop could take a note from these virtual queens of pop.
Literally, like the part where she has the nails and she's like scratching them on the wall.
Ugh. High budget.
I'm a straight up villain. She's very me.
Well, she didn't say clown. She said villain.
Oh. Shaco Maine. Does anyone play League of Legends that listens to Legends Only?
Probably 4 people.
Spinoff. League of Legends Only.
Yeah.
There's something
that's
there.
A really good idea. There's a concept.
Okay. I'm going to look that one up. But yeah, that's my high fashion pick. And then quick side note on the subject of gaming. I literally just saw before we started recording that Dua Peep got put into FIFA 21, the soccer game, for absolutely no reason.
Oh, yeah, right. Isn't, is it Fever, her song? Her latest song is included?
I don't know.
I think it is. One of the many Dua releases of the year. Or unless it wasn't, maybe she's just like, can you just like play her in the game?
Yeah. No. Unless this is fake, but like Pop Crave, our new source of news, tweeted out this video, and it's Dua Lipa as a FIFA character just scoring a goal, and it looks exactly like her.
Oh my God, I'm looking it up right now that she right? can like actually play her.
Yeah,
I thought they just featured her music because, like, obviously that franchise has like huge soundtracks and whatever kind of stuff. But
so good, gaming's oh my God, so good with music.
Don't kick now. That's the first and last soccer reference I can probably make on this because, well, physical, here we go. But yeah, break my net. I don't know.
Oh my God.
Anyway, congratulations, Miss Peep, soccer player. That's amazing. My high fashion moment actually is still IRL. And haven't shut up about her in 2 weeks or so. It is Miss Kylie Minogue. She's done a ton of different spreads in the past few weeks, but one that I love is this one magazine appropriately called Icon Spain. And she's just sort of draped back in a chair. And
she's an icon.
Thank you. I mean, the title of the magazine is accurate. And that's a really good shoot. But then there's also, she did a shoot for Guardian where she kind of looks like a glamorous Yeti. She's got like a full white, puffy, full body suit that I don't even know how to describe it. But
new tees.
Very that.
One person listening will get that.
Yeah. So she's just like a snowy disco Yeti queen. And I just love, now I'm not going to, I like the cover of the album, but she keeps putting all these images out where I'm like, that could have been the cover. That could have been the cover. And it's fine.
That was a classic.
That's a billboard. All of these are literally billboards. But anyway, we'll get into Kylie a little bit later. In the meantime, I guess we should take a break.
Yeah. Well, before we get into all that new music, let's pause for a second with a little word from one of our sponsors, actually a sponsor.
Singular.
Yeah. So, as we both have shared on this podcast, as well as our social media, both of us have been on our independent physical and mental health journeys in the past year. Me with my weight loss and my health and my physical health, and you with
the internet and everything else.
Yes. And we both have been really open and honest with our journeys. And something that we both have introduced into that journey in the past few months is therapy. And so we would like to thank our sponsor, BetterHelp, that is BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, for being a service that we both use. It is a teletherapy service that you can access on your desktop or your mobile app.
Yeah, so if you want to try it for yourself, you can go to BetterHelp, that's HELP.com/legendsonly for a 10% discount on your first month of the service. Try it out for yourself. Fill out a form. It's super easy, and it has been incredibly helpful for myself and T. Kyle.
Yeah. And it's also so easy to just schedule everything inside the app. It sends you reminders. And especially right now, we all know we're going through a weird time. And so for me, without getting into the details of, you know, what I'm discussing in therapy, but I can say that this has been a life-changing experience for me, and I recommend it to everyone.
Yeah, I would have to agree. This has been helping me immensely. The ability to schedule in a flexible way has been really helpful at home. You know, one of the benefits of being at home has been being able to do this pretty flexibly, and it has proven really helpful for me. So we definitely want to bring that to our listeners' attention as well. So if you'd like, that is betterhelp.com/legendsonly.
How is your therapy journey going?
Super needed the past 2 weeks, I will tell you that.
Mm-hmm.
It has been really helpful just to have somebody to talk to during this very tumultuous time, the highs, the lows. And I'm not even just talking up BetterHelp, but in general, having somebody to talk to right now feels crucial, just in any way that you can, to be honest. Like, I think it's an unprecedented time, and we are going through something that we weren't prepared for. So I just think it's been so helpful just to talk out the most basic things of being like, I can't believe we're still in this. I can't, you know, those feelings that everyone's feeling. It's just been really helpful to have somebody be like, you're not alone. And so that's been great for me. How about you?
It's been extremely helpful. And one of the things that I was like, I could probably share this, but like, you know, I have a really hard time with decision making, which, you know, it's a Gemini trait. But like, especially now with Cornova, it's like so many unknowns. And it's like, do I resign my lease? Do I leave New York? Do I stay in New York? What do I do? You know, it's like there's so many questions and like big decisions that I feel like so many of us are making.
Absolutely.
And it's so overwhelming. And so that was one of the things that I've been working on. And like, it's just really good to have someone to bounce stuff off of who can help you like change your perspective on things in life. Like, she literally said to me, she's like, when you think of a decision, don't think of the what ifs and like the 800 ways that something could go. You know how I am. I literally have a plan A through Z and then like a plan A through Z too.
You do. It's impressive.
Yeah. It's wild. So she was like, make your decisions and just make them knowing that you are making the best decision that you need to be making in the moment for right now. Don't think about the what if or the what could happen. Make the decision based on how you're feeling right now, and what will happen will happen. And so I'm like, you know what? This is, it's just good to like bounce shit off with someone who's like a third party.
Exactly. Objective. That's been the most helpful part of it is having somebody who's removed from everything to bounce things off of.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I highly recommend it. Honestly, it's really been helping me throughout this time just to connect to somebody new. And especially if you're like me and you're just kind of hanging out with your family all the time and you're alone perhaps, and you would like to have an outlet, it's been really helpful to talk to a person who is not either your immediate family or just your own thoughts. Definitely helpful.
Yeah, she spilled. But anywho, shall we get into some new music? And there's a lot to discuss this week.
There is. Yeah, we also had to cover what we missed last week. So let's get into it. Yeah,
that's true. I mean, and there was a decent amount last week. So to kick off, so KDA, we've been talking about them a lot. And their EP finally dropped. And it's a collection of 5 songs, I think.
It is. And it is. It's called All Out.
It's so good.
It's all so good. They released More and The Baddest.
Now, what genre would you say this is?
I would say it is a fusion of K-pop, trap pop, and future nostalgia. yeah, it's definitely, it's very hip sounding and very K-pop sounding. So we've got everything from B. Miller, Madison Beer, Kim Petras, kind of these new girls, but then you also have like a virtual girl, Seraphine. You have Twice, K-pop superstars. But Becca Boom, who wrote all of the Blackpink hits, which is why a lot of these songs sound very Blackpink. Aluna of Aluna George. It's such an interesting mix of people and sounds. And I just think as an international pop nerd who was importing CDs at 15 from Japan and Korea, and to have this kind of thing exist now is so mind-blowing that like the boundaries and barriers are breaking down in all seriousness, because this just what it wasn't conceivable back in our day growing up that you'd get this West meets East sort of vibe of the fusion of genres. And it's just really cool. And I'm like happy for the kids, to be honest. I'm happy for like the younger generation who gets to grow up with this kind of music, because I just think it's very cutting edge. I think it's very cool and interesting in what they're doing.
Also, as a gamer, I mean, I've been a gamer my whole life. I mean,
that's the other, it's the next level when you combine the lore of the game and you add all of this backstory to all these characters and you create all these visuals and magazines and fake interviews and backstories. Like, this is a creative's dream. Somebody got that job to write up basically fan fiction.
Right. Like, you got to make a queen of pop.
Yeah, it's
and they get to
basically
sing,
what we do all the
time.
Play
them in the game.
Yeah.
Like, it's the best.
So we highly recommend it's the All Out EP, KDA. And We talked about the baddest and more already, and villain just now. So my favorite
I'll
might
show
be
show you what I'm made of is my new favorite.
Yes. Basically, if you like Blackpink, you'll definitely like this. So get into it. Moving on, we have the number one album in the UK, which is difficult to get. Not everybody can get that. And now the first solo female artist to have a number one album in 5 consecutive decades, Miss Kylie Minogue.
She's an icon. She's a legend. And she is the moment.
She truly is the moment. And I actually think she's completely dominating right now. We've got the magazine covers, you've got performances on different late night here and in the UK. She's the topic of conversation. She was in a bitter chart battle with Little Mix, but it was playful. It was not too serious. And, she's calling me right now.
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and turn that off.
Is that your ringtone?
No, that's the house.
Oh, I was like, what the hell is that?
I know. So we have Disco, which went number one. And we've never actually talked about it on the podcast because it was election week. And that is the craziest thing about Disco is I didn't think about it until the week it was released about how awful this would have been if it had come out and the results did not go in the favor that we wanted it to.
Right. This was really teetering on like...
Because if she was like celebrating in this joyous revival of Disco while we were crying, it wouldn't have worked. And instead what we got, which I'll always remember, it's now a historic moment, is the decision being called, the election being called for Biden, immediately going to watch Infinite Disco and just crying.
Yeah. I was in the park and I was listening to Magic, and that's when I started hearing people cheering, and I was like, oh my god, like, do you believe
everyone loves Kylie?
Yeah. Yeah, and I feel like that song, I mean, to talk about the album, Magic kicks off the album, and like, yep, I cannot get enough of it. And I was thinking that, you know, I heard it that day when the announcement happened and I was in the park and the city just erupted, and it just gives me chills. So now I have that, like, yeah. And like you said, with the concert, like that night, it's like I went home and I was like, oh my god, I can actually like sit down and actually breathe and have a fun night. She's gonna go
it's
down
forever
in history,
cemented in our brains. Disco will go down as the day we learned that Biden won. Well, the first day we learned he won. I think he's won like 4 times already.
Yeah,
in the past 2 weeks.
Is when it was like, you know,
yeah,
solidified and like,
yeah. I
kept the girls optimistic all that week. I tried my best. I hope someone out there appreciated it.
You know what? It definitely was appreciated, and we get to celebrate. She knew it all along. There was that amazing moment where she was singing it. She was singing Say Something, I think, on GMA, and like the poll numbers were coming in, and yeah, like her background is like the blues going up. It's like, oh my god, she knew.
Honestly, like that clip is going to be seared in my brain.
It's incredible. It's such a well-timed accidental mm-hmm. celebration. So the actual album, I mean, I did like a way too long review on Mew Mews if you want to check that out, but I think that it is probably her most start to finish enjoyable since Aphrodite 2010. Not that I don't love all Kylie, but I just feel like this is her return to what we love about Kylie, dance pop, pop Kylie. Everyone asks me for my favorite songs and it bounces every day. Like Miss a Thing, Real Groove, Supernova, Where Does the DJ Go is a lot of fun. Dance Floor Darling. I really, every time I name a song, I'm like, oh, I love that. And I love it. Like literally, I love it. And I don't know. I just, it's solid and it only gets more solid. And I waited purposely for Infinite Disco to like really seal the deal on my feelings about the album. And it totally elevated it. It made me like really feel the fantasy of the album. So for everyone who didn't see it, I really think she'll probably put it out. It was already like an unlisted YouTube link on her account, which makes me think like she will.
She has to.
Yeah. And it was such a, like, everyone's going crazy for it on social media. They all ripped it illegally already and everyone's sharing it. We'll talk about it more, but.
Yeah, we'll be discussing that full experience in our Patreon bonus episode this week.
Yes. Yes.
But yes, definitely check it out. I love the album too. I really like the Monday Blues one.
That's the only one I don't like.
Oh, really? Okay, well, don't look
that
one
up. You know what? It makes sense that you like that because you like anything that references a day of the week. What? Saturday, Monday Blues.
Friday.
You are a calendar stan.
Fuck. Sunday. Wow. Well, no, also it's like, you know, it's like true. I'm always like, oh no, Monday Blues.
Yeah, she said she put it on there because it gave her a little like up feeling when she was on a rare walk during a lockdown moment. So I get that vibe, especially because you do a little walk around the house, around the city. So yeah, I'm just Say Something as standing out as like a new classic for her. And I'm just really proud of her. I'm really excited about this whole era for her. It seems like a lot of baby gays are like getting into her now, which obviously is the circle of life, and they're just discovering her, which I think is great. I mean, bring on the stans. But yeah, it definitely, this new record was such a victory. And even though,
God, what is it called?
that's some like 18-year-old on Stan Twitter with like the handle like Dua's boobs being like, oh my God.
I mean, I'm getting into her too. Like, I'm slowly.
I mean, I'm still shook by this intro of Light Years from you.
I've been doing my research. I shout out to whoever it was that did the, like, it was like the massive Kylie playlist on Spotify. It wasn't Spotify that did it. It was a fan made version.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then I also found like an Infinite Disco one. So it was like all the songs from Infinite Disco, because I was in the Discord chat being like, oh my God, what is this one called?
Yeah.
I was like, oh my God, I like this one. Oh, I know this one.
It's been a great week to be a Kylie fan. I know a lot of people have been requesting like deep dives and like specials about Kylie, and maybe we'll get there as T. Kylie continues to increase his Kylie knowledge. Yeah, it's one of those weird things where it's not weird at all. I was just having this conversation that, you know, America's not known for taste necessarily, and sometimes we only get like one single or two from an otherwise established act that is huge everywhere else. And Kylie is one of them, unfortunately, that is like an icon everywhere else. But here, even though I do think more people are getting on that train more and more.
She was here on Colbert, which I was shocked by.
Yeah, yeah, she did the Colbert performance. And I do think like the GMA performance does sort of suggest, okay, people take her seriously here. But, you know, it's just weird because she kind of dips in and out of eras, whereas in other places, she's just so legendary. She has such a huge moment with Fever and Can't Get You Out of My Head and all of that. And then
all
Body
the
Language.
Lovers.
Yeah, and she had the moment in 2010, so she's floated in and out here, mostly with the gays, but you know.
Okay, I'm looking that one up.
So it's wonderful to see. I flew over for the Kiss Me Once tour in 2014. I did the For Me For You tour in 2009, the Aphrodite tour at the Boston Arena. I will absolutely be flying over for the inevitable Roundhouse performance of this. She keeps saying she wants to do this in the round. In the dark, under a disco ball, literally.
That would be amazing.
It would be amazing. So, you know, maybe it'll come here, maybe not. It's not looking
right.
Like anyone's
allowed out of the country.
Yeah.
When but we're not
one
banned
day,
everywhere.
I will absolutely be at the disco tour in 2043. Well, may as well talk about the chart battle. Kylie was up against the Little Mixes. Little Mix barely edged out. Because Kylie did 5,000 physical versions, which I have to hand it to that team. They were smart. They did cassettes. They did variants of vinyl. They did so many different physical pressings, signed things, that it edged out Little Mix, which is not easy to do because Little Mix is a huge girl group and they're of the streaming era. So the kids, they be streaming, but the old gays, we buy our vinyls. So.
Right. We get our A-tracks.
The aging gays won again. But no shade at all to Little Mix. Confetti is a great pop album. Like half of it was already out. So many singles
say,
already.
I listened to it and I was like, oh, I've actually heard this already.
Yeah. I think there are about 5 or 6 songs already out.
Gotcha.
I really like Gloves Up as well.
So good.
That's a good one.
Stand out for me.
Definitely. Really good, varied selection of songs. A lot of top songwriters and producers with them, and the vocals are fire. They've been killing it on their show, Little Mix the Search, with these live performances as well. Their vocals are crazy. And yeah, we're going to... Oh, and we have to send our well wishes to Queen Jessie, Jamaican accent, Nelson.
How do you...
She... And a... Blagnet. Yeah, she was sick for the final of Little Mix, The Search, and hasn't been feeling well. And obviously, anytime that happens in a girl group, you get that flashback of Mel C being like, get well soon, Jerry.
Oh, but don't even.
So we're just going to hope that she's well and that there's nothing more to that. With girl groups, you always get a little shook when one of them doesn't show up to a gig, but...
It's 2020. We're going through a lot.
We're all going through a lot, and I'm sure that's what that is. And we're going to just say, great job on the record. And I think they did go number one in Ireland, so they got their own fair share of acclaim there. And
also, you know, they had an iconic election moment here in the States as well, because their Spotify billboard was up in Times Square.
God, you're right.
And everyone, like literally everyone... I went to I was in Columbus Circle when Biden was officially announced as the projected winner.
Right.
But a lot of people went to Times Square. So there's this big party of people outside in Times Square. And it was just a gigantic Little Mix. The Spotify billboard, which is right where they dropped the ball. So it's huge. It's like that gigantic screen. So someone took a photo or a video, and they were like, all these, you know, everyone's gathering in Times Square to celebrate the release of Confetti by Little Mix. But it was really, you know, the end of fascism.
You have to see the meme, but if forever it will be captured in the public record that all these people are cheering outside of the Spotify billboard for Confetti. And
right.
It's just like 2020. The world gathers to celebrate the release of Confetti.
Yeah. There's also the one of Mariah's Rarities.
Oh my God.
Where it's behind like the NYPD station, and someone was like, Mariah said ACAB or something. It was like the tweet.
Oh my God.
The gays are out of control. We love it.
Yeah, they really are. But
my standouts are Not a Pop Song.
Yep.
Gloves Up. And then the title track, Confetti.
Confetti's really good, yeah. Too. Yeah.
I love the third chorus, like after the bridge, where like the beat drops. I did like a Wendy dancing to it today.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm slowly Confetti. Becoming a little Minogue-ster.
A little mixer. Yes, that's great. Kylie has, since All the Lovers, she's called them lovers.
Oh.
That's been her thing for a while. But yeah, Little Minogue-ster I also like a lot. Yeah. And shout out to MNEK, who does like constantly works with Little Mix, and he did Not a Pop Song, and he was also on Sweet Melody, which Sweet Melody is a standout as well. So shout out to my non-ex, but he's a great producer. Okay, let's keep it going with another rising queen of pop, an 18-year-old queen of pop.
Rising?
Well,
Gen Z's gonna scalp you for saying that.
I don't know that you can technically call her a queen yet, but maybe you can because of all the records and things she's broke already. But Miss Billie Eilish, Bully Eyelash, is back with a new song called Therefore I Am.
Therefore I Am.
Which she's just having a blast. I feel like she's enjoying herself so much.
Yeah.
Considering everything. First of all, I don't know if you've noticed, she joined TikTok.
I did. Oh my God, that shit was so... I thought it was fake. I was like, who is this like fan account that like posted this Billie Eilish video? And then I was like, oh no, it's her.
Yeah. And her handle is like, I don't even... Like Hoochie Destroyer or something.
Yeah, it's like Hoochie Destroyer 6 or something.
Like, that's what I mean. Like, she constantly trolls so hard, and she, like, refuses. Her handle on Instagram for the longest time was, like, Where Are the Avocados or something. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, Therefore I Am. And appropriately, the music video is true to her personality, very, like, mall rat gives no fucks, wandering around the mall, snatching up pretzels, donuts, fries,
oh,
a shake.
Oh my God, the flavor.
Truly the dream. Chipotle, I think.
The taste.
Yeah, she got some chips.
Not just in the music, but in the snack yeah. selections. I was watching truly. This and I was like, oh my God, I want a pretzel.
Felt like a very Ariana moment when she took the donut. It was like, yeah, our queens of pop really do like to do things with donuts. But I really like the song. It's so playful and sassy. And
I'm waiting for Britney to dance to it.
Yeah, she probably will.
I want that to, like, I want something to happen there.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what.
Unfortunately, it's going to be radio silence right. until we yeah, legally get exactly. through everything. But I do think that Phineas already expressed interest. And if Britney is still down, I mean, we've said all the time, I'd be happy if she retired. But if she really does want to do music, it would be a very cool and interesting collab.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, speaking of people who've worked with Britney, we also have Miss Miley making moves. I completely forgot in the election panic that
breaking
we
records.
Still have. God, yes. So Plastic Hearts is coming out, and she just dropped the track list, which I think was leaked early by Billy Idol. I can't remember now, but I'm pretty sure he did.
Oh, well, I mean, if someone's going to leak your track list, it might as well be an icon, right?
Right.
Oh, wait, no. I take that back.
Well,
Madonna did that to Dua. And we were like, no.
Well,
that was so embarrassing.
It was not her finest moment, but social media has not been her forte, especially in this week. She's not been killing. But we're not talking about Madonna's Instagram.
I don't
Somebody
follow
sign her
on
out.
Instagram. Confession. Confession on a dance floor.
It's for the best. Oh, God. Anyway, Miley's got some songs out. She's got a song with Dua called Prisoner. Very excited. They already shot a video. She's got a song with Joan Jett, which is legendary. And yeah, 12-track album coming out November 27th. Ready for it.
Also, this past week / 2 weeks, one Party in the USA like shot to the top 10. Like, what record did it break?
Oh, that's right. I don't know what record, but it did shoot up as soon as Biden was announced because people made the memes of Biden playing his phone to Party in the USA.
Yep.
Which Madonna shared, I think. Oh no, she said it to She said it to God Control. I can't.
Oh God, I said it to Gimme More, and then I got flagged for misinformation by Twitter, which was iconic. It was like, this video has been manipulated media. I was like, okay,
yes,
welcome to like my entire like account on the internet. Like, I've literally just been making memes my whole life. But okay, so that happened. And then what was the other thing that happened with Miley? This, the Midnight Sky remix.
Oh my God. Yeah.
We didn't even talk about that.
We didn't even talk about that. That's right. She got the ultimate blessing, the ultimate endorsement, because the song already is a reference to Edge of 17. She got Stevie herself to sing not only part of Edge of 17, but Midnight Sky, which is a mind fuck that Stevie Nicks is singing your song. Like, oh, I can only imagine. Miley must be in her glory.
Also, it works. Like, I feel like sometimes with remixes, it doesn't really, you know, hit. But like, this works so well.
It's such a good way of also illustrating her vision for this whole era. It's like, you can hear it, and now it's like laid out for you. Like, here's the Edge of 17 reference. And
to me, it just validates her artistry. Like, she doesn't really, I mean, I don't know. I feel like she doesn't really get credit for her art, like the artistry of her music.
Yeah.
And I feel like this just validates it, where she's like, oh, okay, like, this was her inspiration. It works, clearly.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We love that.
Love that. And speaking of validation, actually, I should mention really quick that the Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, posted such a lovely like paragraph on her Instagram saying, shout out to Kylie for keeping the heart, soul, and positivity of disco alive, which, you know, Kylie references Gloria in her album. So it was just one of those moments of like an actual like legend. It's a legends only moment.
This is
plain
a place for legends. Okay.
This is a place for legends.
I mean, it's truly like this swirl of legendary. That's not even a word.
It really is. Legendary.
The legendary is swirling around. You know, the world
I just love an acknowledgement.
Right? I mean, I will say, I'm a little disappointed that Miley didn't call Lindsay Lohan to use her vocals of Edge of 17.
We were all thinking it, but...
I'm back.
Inserted as the bridge, yeah.
Yeah, which, by the way, I did tweet that from our account because I needed to let everyone know what the reference was from.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes we use memes so long that we forget that people coming in don't actually know what that means. So we're like, why do they say it like that? Yeah. It's like, oh.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, she's just really doing... I mean, I feel like the world has just shifted onto its proper axis. Like, something is...
The vibrations are raising.
Yeah.
At least that's what the woman on Witch Talk is telling me, is that our...
No, you're not kidding. Shut the hell up. I know who you're talking about. I follow her, too.
Ceremonial. Her name is Ceremonial something, but she has a shop.
Her.
Yeah, and she always lights different herbs or bundles for us and just, you know, tells us to breathe. And she's like, there's a lot. What you're feeling is the vibrations are raising higher, and this is a time. And, you know, I'm deep into witch talk at this point.
It's full-fledged. Fascinating.
Like, absolutely. So,
oh my God, should we do a bonus episode where we talk about our spirituality?
Oh, definitely.
The paranormal.
Yes.
Wait, speaking of, and we're totally sidetracking here, but like, whatever. Did you see that Kesha just announced a podcast where she's going to talk about paranormal shit?
Oh, I didn't know it was about paranormal. I saw that it was going to be a podcast.
I just watched the
trailer.
That's
exciting. That's fun.
And I was like, oh, I am all about this because I love listening to her voice. Like, she has a very good podcast voice.
Yeah. And she's notably had sex with ghosts. She has talked about that. So.
Oh my God.
I'm ready. That's a good topic for her. That'll be really fun.
I know. I'm excited. She should get Ashley Simpson on to talk about Eyes Wide Open.
Oh, you're right.
Mm-hmm.
And Fifi Dobson to talk about Ghost.
That's a concept. Kesha,
it's a concept.
If you're listening.
Ghost Queens of Pop.
Yeah.
So many free ideas.
Ghost,
yeah. So, well, speaking of
Ghosts of Christmas Past.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. A transition, if I've ever heard one. Yes. Ghosts of Christmas Present.
Right. Are you ready to jingle your bells?
Yeah. For those of you who are so enamored with the Santa Claus Lane deep dive, the vinyl pressing is now at Urban Outfitters. We do take full responsibility. We are expecting a check that has not come yet.
1,000% our impact. Like, jokingly say that a lot, but like this, I feel like it is.
The gay who arranged that absolutely turned around and ordered 5,000 copies of Santa Claus Lane.
I know. I still have two copies in my Legends binder. I forgot to give you your copy.
I'll grab it when I can be in person in
2025. Yeah, okay, see you next year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Maybe next year.
Well, speaking of the holidays, Thanksgiving's coming up, which I'm skipping. What about you?
Yeah, nope, not doing anything there.
Yeah, the family was like,
immediate family.
They're like, are you coming down for Thanksgiving? I was like, nope, you're not going to see me for probably 8 months, so bye.
Yeah, no, we're just, I mean, the family that I live with is the family that I'm going to have, you know, the turkey with, which I'm not traveling extra.
Right. You're commuting from the basement.
Literally, that is. I'm going to like get dressed up and walk up the stairs. And bring the peas that are on the shelf. Yeah. yeah.
Wow.
Well, holidays, a time for not seeing your family for a valid reason. Everyone should be celebrating that. If you don't want an awkward family encounter this year, you've got a perfectly good reason.
Listen, I'm going to enjoy having a day to just sleep. So
yeah,
that's what I'm thankful for, is that
seeing the positive side of all of this.
Yeah, and Nicole Westbrook can get her streaming check right. from me listening to that song.
Yeah, so for the record, we do have a Thanksgiving episode of It's Britney, Bitch, right?
I think so, right? Yeah, because we...
Yeah.
I don't even remember at this point.
Well, just look it up and get into the turkey feeling.
We'll share that on Thanksgiving because that is an underrated gem.
Yeah.
She flopped on the charts and I was like, what?
It's a real original doll era for us.
You'll find it in the stuffing.
You'll finally start eating.
Oh, God. Okay. Enough of that holiday.
Speaking of literally holiday.
Yeah. Oh, right.
Right. Mr. Lil Nas X has released a very high budget video and song for Holiday, which is not a Madonna cover. And he tied it in. It all comes back to Ava Max, and it always has
it really
and
does.
Will.
Her impact.
A Roblox premiere that just happened over the weekend. I just saw images from it. It looked like a lot of fun, and he had like very Old Town Road like looks, and also from this new video where he's like Santa, and there's
he's like a robot. Just seems very it's very
expensive, like elf shop making PS5s. But the whole the little gem in this song
the whole
of this song is he very casually says, "I might bottom on the low, but I top shit," which really it's insane because knowing how many people are going to hear that line is just like, it's not like a little gay Twitter thing. It's like he is the most mainstream of mainstream, and he's saying that.
Right.
It's
you know that like iconic. Someone's mom's going to be like, what does what? That mean?
So, I mean, props to him for like propelling the gay agenda. You know, that's it's one of the little bullet points that we get when we get the gay agenda sent to us in the mail after we come out. One of them is to throw in lyrics that subtly announce our sexual position. So,
right. Like the little elves at the North Pole are like,
that was fighting for gay rights.
But yeah, it's
the island of the
minutes.
Misfit tops.
Yeah. Oh my God, Mrs. Claus, power top.
Madam VP, Mrs. Claus.
Well, I think, you know, this is kind of that's his whole deal is like, it's a less than 3 minute song. I feel like it could be a TikTok moment. He likes to make music for memes. It's certainly memeable. So we'll see what happens. But
know what else I thought about this video though?
What?
In this whole like Cronova moment, to shout out like KDA, this music video, shout out to the company, actually not sponsored, but like the Wave XR. They're the ones who did the Tinashe virtual thing. They did the Weeknd's virtual thing. They did the Galantis concert. KDA is like a CGI band. This video is like heavy in motion graphics and CGI. I kind of feel like if Cronova didn't happen, none of that would have really, none of this would have.
At least not as fast or as intensely done. I agree with you.
VMAs, like all of this stuff where it was like, okay, people have to resort to building shit in CGI has really been fucking cool. Like now I'm like, oh, yeah. Now this just feels like the future.
This is the future. Absolutely. There's even a girl group coming out of South Korea. SM Entertainment is about to debut their first girl group in about 6 years since Red Velvet. And they just revealed that it's four girls in real life, but they have four alters that are CGI in the group.
Oh.
And it's like extremely KDA. In fact, some KDA people are like, this is a ripoff. And it's a little controversial, but like, this seems to be like a thing that is happening.
I want to be a CGI queen of pop.
I know. Well, you can be.
T-Rexa.
She's coming. 2021. I feel it.
Who wants to collab with me? Everyone's like listening, like that meme of like the two eyes and the lips.
The eyes and the lips.
They're like, no one wants that.
No one said that. Anyway, let's kick off the other holiday moment here, which is Erica Legend, Kelly Clarkson. All I Want for Christmas Is You, the other version.
Right. Not that version.
Not that. They should have literally put in parentheses, not that one.
Right.
At the end of the song title. A good one. Not my favorite, Kelly.
She sings the hell out of a Christmas song, though.
She certainly does. I'll never take that away from her. But when we have Underneath the Tree, it's hard to... When you have Gorgeous Next to Cute, it's just...
I mean, Wrapped in Red is like fucking
Wrapped
iconic.
In Red forever. Wrapped in Red, the repackaging, retaped and sealed.
That's actually a really good idea.
No, for sure. You know, and...
Wrapped in Red, the re-up.
The re-wrapping.
Oh my God. That's actually really funny.
They should really honestly wrap, like put the imagery of like new wrapping paper around the album cover.
Yeah.
That would be cute. Concepts, just take them. Go ahead. So if you're feeling festive, I know a lot of people, and science says that if you start decorating early, you'll feel a little happier, I think. There was like a scientific study that people are happier who put up their decorations earlier.
Really?
So yeah, because it makes you feel all warm and cozy.
Oh.
So if you're skipping through Thanksgiving like a lot of us and going straight to feeling the Christmas vibe, pop this one on, put up your stockings.
Light a little candle.
Light a little candle.
Oh.
Just get festive.
Santa can't bring me what I need, because all I want for Christmas is a vaccine. Speaking of science.
Science.
That was improv. Could you imagine... If I could sing.
Oh, there would be, it would just be terror.
I mean, well, let me rephrase that, because I can sing. I just don't sound good. But like, if I could sound good. Oh.
It's never stopped a lot of these people. So I think.
Who?
I won't name names. But yeah, you would be just a complete terror on the charts. You'd be on the charts for 50 fucking weeks.
Yeah, literally. The song was number one for 50 fucking weeks. Wow. Should I call the honest vocal coach?
I don't think you're going to get honest feedback after her cover of Don't Call Me Angel.
Oh, we never talked about that, did we?
We didn't. That was a self-drag.
Don't
if I've ever...
call me angel. Oof.
That was really something else.
You're going to have to look that one up.
You'll have to look that one up. And speaking of looking, we have some things to look forward to in the future,
do.
If you can believe it.
We have a future, literally.
Yes. Besides all the political things, we do have a few pop culture moments coming up. I guess we can go in order of like what's coming next. So there's Ariana. She just teased a video literally over the weekend for 34 plus 35, which is what? 69 when you add it up. Do the math. And she appears to be in like a science setting, like a lab. She's like in a white lab coat.
Yeah. Ariana cured Cornova.
The vaccine might be positions on iTunes. So that's where we're heading, I think.
Speaking of positions, the TikToks are so good.
Oh my God, of flopping on the bed.
Yeah, like all the people who are doing like the switching up positions. Yeah.
Yeah, they just like, they're like, I go to work. Now I go to the gym. Now I'm in the kitchen. Yeah.
My favorite one was the one of the girl in her studio apartment where her kitchen is just her bedroom and she just moves from the back to the front.
Very, very my life until March. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're very excited for Ari's 34 plus 35. It was obviously a fan favorite from the beginning when the album came out. So it makes sense that she would ride that wave. The next thing I want to talk about is extremely exciting and extremely cool. It is the return of Samantha Mumba, which I did not think I'd be saying that.
She's an icon, but she's not somebody that you think about all the time.
Add it to the 2020 bingo, bingo card, because it's like out of nowhere, they gotta tell you Chanteuse herself is returning on November 27th with a song called Cool. This is probably her first song in like 6 or 7 years. She's only done like one-off singles. She only has one album. Gotta Tell You is a song of a generation. See, that's the example of like an international act who just exploded in America with a song, a hit, a legend.
Bop.
But there's also like, she has like a series for having one album. Baby Come Over is so good too. And yeah, I'm What's very
that?
Excited.
Is that the one where it's like, baby, come on over tonight. Oh, so good.
So we're very excited about this. Very unexpected, but expect the unexpected in 2020. That's the theme of this year.
Are you going to talk about how she shouted you out?
Yeah. This was really, I did not see this one coming. I quote retweeted her, but.
Your tweet was fucking funny too, by the way.
So thank you. So over the weekend, obviously, a handful of racists decided to go on a little march in their red hats and yell and cry about losing the election. Well, I just basically said, instead of amplifying those voices into pictures, which you and I have like talked about this already, like when you quote retweet or you respond to it, you're adding to the algorithm on Twitter. You're making them louder. You're making it
That's what
worse.
They want.
That's what they want.
You're giving engagement.
So instead of posting it and clapping back with a sassy retort, don't even give them the time of your day and instead tell friends and family about the return of Samantha Mumba.
Several
and she
points were made.
Fucking screenshotted it and put it on her Instagram. And I can't say I saw that coming, but expect the unexpected in 2020. I'm glad she appreciated that.
Shout out Moomoo's again for your articles and your writing. Everyone give it up for Moomoo. Start clapping.
Give it up. Well, thank you.
Clap for her.
I definitely haven't felt inspired to write in the past 2 weeks, but I don't think that that's weird. I think it's just everybody's on ice and was watching and waiting and seeing, besides the Kylie review.
Right.
But I'm gonna get these wheels in motion again. And
also, I feel like there's so much of the noise out there. I'm like, it's just, I don't know, like I was feeling very like 2011 vibes where I was like, I'm just going to go to Brad's website and get the updates that I need to know like I used to, even though I could just text you. But like,
yeah, and I appreciate that. I think it's a nice little safe space. And even though I kind of popped off for the whole week and went political stan, it's nice to have that little escape. I do think that the labels pretty much shoved everything out of the 2 week block after the election, though. Like this most recent New Music Friday was kind of a wasteland.
Yeah.
It was pretty much like remixes and stuff. And I think people definitely like were like, we should not release right now. And then there's Kylie who's like, I'm here to celebrate.
You've got me started. Yeah.
She is so, I should be so lucky, lucky. Like she, it could have gone such the other way. So,
right. Oh, by the way, when we are finally allowed to go out again, if you thought that I was annoying back in the day trying to get people to play Bossy by Lindsay Lohan and Freaky by Trisha Paytas, all I want to do is spin on a dance floor to Magic. So the countdown's on.
We've talked about it. There's going to be a 2020 night at so many gay bars in 2050 when we go back, because
let's open our own club. Honestly,
we should. Club Future 2020.
Yeah. The Legends
coming.
Only Lounge.
Yes. Well, we probably could at the rate that things are becoming free in New York.
Don't
so
think I haven't
see.
Thought it.
Well, wait and see. Wait and
we'll
see.
We'll start with a residency somewhere.
Yeah. Definitely Jersey
at the Ritz.
Shore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Legends Only residency coming to Paradise summer 2022.
Perfect. Well, one more thing that is coming, and that's next year. We don't stand men. We don't stand sports. We don't stand men performing at sports, but it's the weekend. He's performing at Super Bowl 2021, the halftime show. It made pretty minimal noise considering, you know, the ruckus that the Shakira and Jennifer Lopez announcement was like, you know, that broke the internet that day. This was just like, oh, okay.
What was that? Weird.
Yeah. Wendy also went off about it.
Oh, she yeah. She made points.
She made some points. Now, I really do like The Weeknd. I genuinely do from like the mixtape days.
I love The Weeknd too. Saturday.
Fuck,
Sunday.
No. I think, and especially because the VMA's performance was really high energy, fun, fire, and everything, it will be a good show, much like probably like the Bruno Mars one was. But I assume he's going to have to bring some guests, as they all kind of do now. So he could bring Ariana easily for Love Me Harder. He could bring Daft Punk.
Oh my God, Ariana Grande, is that you? Yeah.
He could bring Daft Punk because they did like Starboy and stuff. And then they could go into like Get Lucky and they could
Oh my God, they could do Kygo because Kygo did a remix of Starboy.
Oh, they'll definitely do Kygo.
I just like screamed that into the mic. Sorry. Like, oh my God, Starboy?
I mean, he could bring Lana because they've collaborated. And who? That would be insane. Well, if she wears a mask, but.
Can we also talk about how J-Lo Shakira happened this year? Like, what?
It's literally on another planet. It doesn't even feel real. But yeah, so The Weeknd 2021, we'll see what they put together and what it even looks like, because we don't know.
I actually will say I was stunned by this choice, but I feel like it works because they're not going to have an audience. And so I feel like doing something chill is fine.
It's not the worst idea. He's no. huge on the charts constantly. He has plenty of up-tempo hits like Can't Feel My Face and it's going to really work, yeah. I think.
And the TikTok concert was really successful.
Yeah.
Know what else I was... probably shouldn't say this because it's giving away a free idea, but like... When I saw the TikTok concert, the company Wave XR, not sponsored.
Yeah.
I wonder if they'll do something, and maybe I'm ahead of my time by saying this, where like you can be there in VR.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sure they will.
If that was laying the groundwork for something for the, I don't know. Just yeah, thought it.
Probably yes. Like the Kelly Clarkson show.
Right. Which will go down in infamy.
Yes. So many moments.
Vin Diesel came out with another song.
I know. It was like, okay, we get it.
Yeah, I don't look that one up.
We stop at men. We don't.
Yeah, too much men talk.
Well, it's been an action-packed 2 weeks, and we hope that you are safe wherever you are. Obviously, things are ramping up, unfortunately, in the world, so we hope that you are social distancing and wearing a mask and doing your part to stay safe for you and your family, because... We need to do this. We're all in this together.
Yeah.
Like it or not.
We want everyone to be safe so that we can all have our Legends Only night.
Yeah.
In 2021. And we want you there. So we need you to be safe now.
Exactly.
So we can all shake our tits safely in the future.
That's right.
My PSA. I'm not apologizing for caring about our listeners.
It's a sweet note to leave off on.
Yeah. Yeah. Britmas 2021.
All right. Well, I think that's about everything that we have coming up for the week, and plenty still to look forward to. We've got the festive season coming up. Mariah's obviously preparing lots of joyful things for us. So
I know we need the reveal of what those chairs meant.
The chairs. We've got plenty ahead. So
yeah. Well, thank you for flying LO Air.
Oh my God.
We hope you had a pleasant flight. Please fly with us again.
Sorry. I petition to have that as our intro and outro forever.
I was singing it to myself in the park the other morning and I was cracking the fuck up by myself. And I'm like, I look insane, but you know what?
So worth it. What a wonderful thing to include.
Yeah. So until then, we will
see you
soon.
So dead by that.
Thank you. That was acting.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.